Well, the challenges are going to continue. There are 20 parties that have raised the issues, and there are about 500 objections. That is quite a large number of concerns that have been raised by at least 20 parties. ATM and the MK party are the only two that have come out to approach the courts, but the others will probably do the same as well. But the IEC is not convinced that in terms of percentage, the changes will be that material as not to declare the elections to be free and fair. So it will be once the parties present evidence that the electoral court will be able to make a determination. But what it would mean practically in case the IEC is found wanting is simply to correct the numbers. And with the correction of numbers, there'll be a correction of the allocation of seats. So for most people, this is not a train smash. What they were concerned about is the hurry and the speed with which the IEC chose to want to announce this. But as it also said, unfortunately, it said the market would be jittery if this takes long, which is itself a problem. We are not going to be governed by the markets. We pay attention to them, but they cannot be an excuse to undermine the will of the people.